Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Michela Isopov.
This story had occurred last year. I had just received my first brand new, beautiful white GLC 2019 Mercedes car. It was a crossover. You know, when I first got it, I felt like unstoppable. I felt like the most beautiful girl ever. I felt like such a sense of comfort that I was in such a safe and nice car. It had white on the outside, black interior with wood design on the sides of the doors. It was just the nicest car for somebody my age in my eyes. So last year, it was 6 o'clock in the evening. I was coming home from Miami after visiting my grandparents. I was located in West Boca. I got into a really, really bad car accident where I was going straight towards school on Vista del Lago. I had a green light. The person driving the Range Rover on the opposing side had made a right turn while merging into the intersection. He didn't see me coming straight because, like I said, there was a lot of traffic. It was rush hour. So as I was going straight, he decided not to inch up and see if there were any coming cars that had the right of way. And he decided to basically put the pedal to the metal and completely go through the light while I was going straight. So in that case, I had T-boned him. This had been 2 months after I got my brand new car. I had T-boned him on his passenger side door. The airbags went off. I don't really remember what happened right after that. I'm pretty sure I did black out for a second because I was in shock. And so the airbags went off. My car called the cops because it's able to sense anytime something happens to the car. So they called the cops, and I remember hearing the lady on the Mercedes line asking if I had just gotten into a car accident, and I had said yes. I've woken up. The airbags went off, like I said. My windshield was shattered. I came out of the car. There was so much dust everywhere. The car was going off. The sounds were going off. And luckily, the woman behind me who had seen the entire accident was a nurse, and she helped me out of the car. She sat me down. I remember seeing the car completely totaled. The guy who had hit me in the Range Rover hadn't come up to me or anything to make sure I was okay. He kind of just walked away, and we sat on opposing sides of the streets waiting until the cops came. The man was in his late 30s, I'd say. He had a beard. He was tall. He was a little on the bigger side. The cops had finally arrived, and they asked what happened. I told them the story, how I was going straight. I had the right of way, and he blew the light, and I T-boned him. Later on that day, I called my grandparents. I told them what happened. They came. I went to the emergency room. I had burns all over my legs from reacting to the car accident. I pushed my feet up. I had burns all over my legs, and I had also dislocated my shoulder. I had a broken rib. My car was sent to the body shop to get put back together like a jigsaw puzzle. After I got the car back from the body shop, I have the car in my hands and it's mine. However, I never felt that sense of comfort or safety anymore after that accident had occurred. I basically developed PTSD. I still love this car. It holds a lot of damage to it, I'd say in my heart as well. I have an issue being a passenger in cars. I also have become way more careful when driving my own car, much slower on the highway, and being way more alert now. Otherwise, I'm okay, and I'm thankful.
Michela Isopov with a story about a car accident.
Sadly, I think this is a whole genre of storytelling, particularly in South Florida. I don't know anybody who doesn't have a car accident story down here.
Well, it is potentially a life-changing incident for many people.
They say about storytelling, you don't tell stories about things that always happen, because what makes that a story? You tell a story about the time something different happens. And thankfully for Michelle, this was very, very different. She was not expecting to have this kind of terrible accident in her brand new beautiful car.
Well, it did change her life. She's suffering, she says, from PTSD.
And I certainly don't take that lightly. I have had a terrible car accident myself, as have many people listening. I don't know how many people would go through a story like that and describe her injuries, a dislocated shoulder and the burns, et cetera, and yet say at the end of the story, say that I'm thankful. She didn't elaborate on her gratitude, but I thought that was really one of those examples of the way somebody tells a story, not necessarily the story itself, but the way somebody tells it reveals so much about their personality.
She's grateful that it wasn't worse than it was.
This may be a bit of a Mercedes car commercial, I don't know. But nevertheless, she had this safe car. She had this car she was very proud of. It was comfortable. She had felt, she uses the term, unstoppable in it. She wasn't unstoppable. Makes me think of the Titanic, right? Unsinkable. She wasn't unstoppable, but she did go on. And I think that's the beauty of the story.
But it'll never be the same. She is, like the car, damaged.
Yes and no. I mean, yes, we've all been damaged through life. Yes, life has given us knocks and scars. And the car is not the perfect car it was. And she has the residual effects, particularly the emotional effects. On the other hand, she says, I'm a much safer driver now. I'm a much slower driver now. Now, this is not to say that this accident was her fault. She clearly explains what happened. On the other hand, anything that gets her walking and driving and living in the world and makes her a safer driver is an experience I wouldn't want anybody to go through. But I can understand why she's thankful about. And I'm thankful, too, that she's on the road driving even more safely than before.
Karen, how is Michelle as a storyteller?
Good question, Michael. She told the story very well sequentially. In other words, this happened, then this happened, then this happened. We got a very clear description of it. I really liked some of her language. I mean, T-boned is a term that many of us use when we talk about accidents or whenever two movable objects or one movable object hits an immovable object.
Or a stake.
Or a stake. I liked how she said that her car was put back together like a jigsaw puzzle. It's sad, but it really is extremely vivid. And even a term like blew through the light, these are common terms that people use, and yet I don't think we often stop to think, that's kind of an interesting way of saying something. Instead of he just ran the light or went through the light, he blew through the light is very vivid. It tells us this person went through really fast.
I know there are a lot of car accidents out there, and I hope everyone remains safe, but I don't want to hear any more accident stories.
Especially when many of our listeners are driving. Absolutely. I just had to run a story that said there was damage to the car and there was damage to my heart. And we all got that. We all get what that feels like. And what is storytelling? It's that universal feeling of been there, done that. I understand you.
Thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they would like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fasinfrankau.edu.
There's more information at our website at wlrn.org, including archive stories and further contact information. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and teaches at Florida Atlantic University. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.